Welcome back to Seniors Saluting Seniors here on AM 1570 KZWC, presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. Quinn Douglas joined here. We're joined at halftime here by a senior from Webster City every football game here this 2025 season. And our week one guest is Webster City senior Cole Nuremberg. Cole, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem. It's an honor.
So, obviously, you've been involved in football throughout your 4 years here at Webster City. What are some of the other things that you have been involved in your time at Webster City High School?
Well, I know freshman year I did a little bit of wrestling, but I got injured with bruised ribs, so then I was kind of discouraged to do it. This upcoming season, I plan to join wrestling again to come back and hopefully do pretty well. And then I also do track. I've done track all 4 years. I had a pretty good junior season. I'm ready for senior year. I'm ready to go to state and do really well.
And outside of school, what are some other activities that you have been involved in your time in high school?
Oh, well, I work at Fairway a little bit, time to time, and I also do a little bit of bike riding when the weather permits.
All right. You've been with this group here at Webster City for a long time with your class. You know, if you had to ask, you know, pick anyone out of your classes that you're in with, if you could ask a peer how they would describe you, Cole Nuremberg, in the classroom, what would that description be like?
Well, they'd certainly call me scary because my face doesn't really look too happy all the time. But they would also call me kind and say that I'm a good student all year round.
And other than, you know, outside of the classroom, you know, on the field, or, you know, maybe in you know, when you were at track practice, how would your peers describe you as somebody on the field or in competition?
Oh, they would say that I'm one mean son of a gun.
Well, you know, that's a good thing in competition. Keep that on the field, and obviously, being in high school, everybody's got a favorite subject. What would your favorite subject be throughout your time in school, and why is it your favorite subject?
I would just say math in general. I've always been good at it, and I've always wanted to learn more about math, really, because I plan on being an architect, and you need to know a lot about math. So it's just been a really good subject for me, and I'd say I do pretty well in it.
Well, thank goodness you're interested in math, because I could never do it. But moving on to some more, I guess you could call it nostalgia-based. You know, you talk about everybody has memorable moments in high school. At least so far in your high school career, what is maybe one or two memorable moments that really stand out to you?
Oh, boy. I remember one of them when we went against Algona in the rain, and mm-hmm. we absolutely pile drove them. And like, I think it was 47-0, I believe, was the ending score. Boy, that was a really good game. That was a fun one.
And, you know, to everybody, I like to say this question towards the back end, because it is such a big there's a lot of different answers you can get. And we're talking about role models. Everybody's got them, whether it's your parents, it could be an older sibling, you know, a coach, a teacher, you know, it could be darn near anybody when you think about it. But when you talk about great role models, who is a great role model, or maybe a couple of great role models that stood out to you during your time in high school?
I'd have to say my parents for sure, because they always push me to do better, and they get on me if I don't do good on something. I always try to do my best and prove them wrong.
And when you talk about, you know, you kind of alluded to what your some of your future plans, but right now, what are your future plans, perhaps college and beyond?
Well, I do plan on going to Dort University to play some football, and hopefully dabble in a little bit of architecture there, because they do have a pre-architecture class I can take, which will then get me to transfer to a different college and actually get an architect major.
Well, Cole, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck the rest of your senior season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
That was Cole Nornberg for our Senior Saluting Senior Spotlight, presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City here on AM 1570 KZWC. Taking a halftime break next, and we'll hear from Jerry Claver.